Your secret connection. We don't see it. You connect to that animal part of you, jealous part of you. And with that connection, what will happen? Every single time you go down deep in your consciousness, you will create another scenario about outside. If this time you succeeded to cheat someone, you go out and you rewrite that. Outside, there are these creatures and they're naive, they're stupid. You could do this with it, I'm learning today. And if you're beaten today, you say, these animals, I don't know what to do with them. All of them are this and that, right? Every single day, depending when and where you are, you should have a different judgment about this here. Because every day is different, with different experience and different conclusions. Here with us, we have some simple stuff, and it's so simple we don't judge like that and we don't think that. Then, is that, yeah, the problem is this 12 Amir you have. You don't have one power, one kind of thinking. Being clever, you should have different strategies. If you go in a place, and in that place everybody is drinking alcohol and smoking, you will act differently over there. Everything is different. And if from there you go to a temple, you pretend to be a different person. And at the end of the day, you believe you're all of them. Yes, you're all of them. You're the confusion. You're confused. Because these 12 Amir of you, they are just a potential bomb. Because the day that this wit of you will turn around, the Vizier will die, all of these different Amir will fight each other. Why? Not because they are bad. They're not bad, they're good fellows. Each of them, they believe in something just the opposite of the other one. These are in you, aren't they? It's not one black and white in you. You have a lot of oppositions like that. And these oppositions, they fight each other because each of them wants to be your vizier, your king. Inside of you is very complicated, it's not simple. And it's not that you believe in one simple principle. Principle is here we talk about. Because the principle is out of me. The principle in me will change with me. So you are multi-principles. How does it work? It depends the situation, the position you are in. You'll be a different person. Sometimes you are left, sometimes you are right, sometimes you are extreme, and sometimes you are a holy person. If the occasion comes. The problem is, all this complication is because of that Vizier. He did it. The jealousy made all these opposite beliefs, and it happens naturally. What is the nature of that? I was referring to you sleeping. What is the
nature? I wasn't sleeping.
You're going to sleep. What is the nature of this opposite thinking that you believe in this and you believe in that and you believe in that and nobody could put them really all together to understand what you believe in? The problem is you don't know the colorlessness. That's what he brought it. He said, because you believe in color. Okay, black and white is over. When it comes to the color, you don't know the color. You don't know the colorlessness. State of colorlessness was explained in a very famous paragraph of this theory that I advise you, if there are parts of this Masnavi you want to memorize, that's one lovely part of it. I'm referring to, let's see. Thank you. God. Found it. Page 44 here, and the verse is from 500. That paragraph is a very complicated one, but the beginning of it, a couple of verses, is something really worthy of memorizing, because when you add this to the other part you talk about, the Moses and Pharaoh, then you will have a good understanding. Here he said, this vizier of you does not understand the magic of the Jesus. The verse is, he had no sense of the unicularity of Jesus, right? He talked about this thing, because this is a secret that your animal existence doesn't know that there is that unity. Doesn't know that there is a magic vase belongs to Jesus. Means, what does it mean when we say it belongs to Jesus?
To the prophets.
Of course the prophet, and all the prophets are the same. But when we say Jesus, we talk about one aspect of Jesus, when normally we refer to Jesus, is
the breath.
Walking on the water. We are talking about the water of knowledge. We never forget the ocean. We are the fish of this ocean. Everything comes to the water to us, right? And this guy was walking in the water. So he was the master of knowledge. Jesus to us is the master of knowledge. Because he is the prophet. First of all, the intelligence created Jesus is virgin. That's why Mary is virgin. Because this is something that doesn't come by teaching and coming from someone else. From a virgin thought, virgin intelligence. Before that, there has been a lot of different kind of intelligence, reasoning, logic like this. There was different logic, right? Logic of the emperor, logic of the poor people, how to deal. Different logics. No. A virgin logic. A different logic. None of all of this. An exceptional one. What was that exceptional? What was the exception about the message of Jesus? Love each other. Love each other, not love. Love each other. That's Jesus. We say, magic, love each other. This silly vizier does not understand, because this silly vizier is me, 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 and only me. Remember? That's the self-reliant stuff that vizier said. It comes naturally, not that you do it by mistake. If you go this path, that vizier himself, the clever part of the animal, does not understand the unity of the people. That you could love everyone. Because of that, you have a lot of different judgment. This principle, which is the saving principle, if you could take this principle of love your neighbor, love each other no matter what, if you could take it from this thought and apply it to any animal on the earth, they will be the best living creatures on the earth. Give them a couple of hundred years only. Because that's what it is. This is the exception of the animal. Coming out of yourself. Because what is down there? Okay, we're talking about love. What kind of love is down there in you? Loving yourself. Self-loving. We should start with a good word of self-loving, and it's the same when it comes to narcissism and all that. That's what it is.